Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Talks continue today between Congress and the White House on another coronavirus relief package, and the urgency is growing. We got news today that another 837,000 people filed for unemployment last week, slightly down from the week before, and the fifth consecutive week that claims have stayed below 1 million.
But there may soon be more. The March CARES Act provision prohibiting layoffs expired at midnight, striking a blow to airline workers. And U.S. airlines began laying off and furloughing tens of thousands of employees, including 32,000 involuntary furloughs at United and American Airlines combined. Sarah Nelson joins us now by Skype. She is international president of the Association of Flight Attendants, a union representing some 50,000 workers. And Sarah, tens of thousands furloughed. Your reaction?
We have been telling Congress for months that this would happen, but now we're here. The problem is that this is just today. There's no backstop now because these requirements of the airlines for no layoffs are gone. And so as we continue with only 15% of the revenue from a year ago, this is all due to coronavirus and the impact of that. There are likely other layoffs coming. And we are just the tip of the spear because for every aviation job, we support one in 14 jobs in this country. So this is going to start a real tsunami of job loss. And it's devastating.
Talk about this, because, you know, one of the reasons that the airlines were so supported is that it's understood that when the economy gets going, and some members of Congress thought it would be on October 1st, that it's the airlines that move business people around. It's the airlines that move and fuel the economy. So is that what you're saying?
Airlines are the backbone of the economy, and the economy just doesn't work without the airlines. People are counting on the service that the airlines provide to their communities, whether they are an airline passenger or not. The mail gets delivered in the belly of our aircraft, bringing vital medicines and goods and services to these communities. It keeps people connected. We're talking about cuts to communities where people will have to drive 8 and 10 hours just to get to air service or to get to another place. We're talking about all of that infrastructure crumbling now without this deal to continue the payroll support program to get the airlines to do something that they can't really cover right now because their revenues just won't do it. They're making business decisions to cut back to preserve that cash because they're continuing to burn that cash like crazy. But they can't do non-economic things that would burn that even further and put them completely out of business.
Well, but Sarah, for people who are saying, well, wait a second, you know, flight volume is still down nearly 70% compared to last year. Why should people keep jobs in a business that isn't functioning? I mean, in restaurants, they haven't kept their jobs. Why should airlines be kept intact through this time when people aren't flying?
So we are certified safety professionals. One thing that Congress recognized back in March was that if you allow for layoffs in the airline industry, once it's time to get started back up again, you have to call those people back. You have to get them through training. You have to get them requalified. You have to get their security clearances back in place. And if we have a good testing regimen, or we have a vaccine, and all the other sectors are ready to open back up, they can simply open their doors and call people back in. In the airline industry, it can take months and years to bring those certified professionals back to work. And you cannot turn an airline on and off from one day to the next. And it's truly just a couple days that we have, because by next week, those certification lapses start. It's just it becomes extremely difficult to bring the operation back together.
Well, this is what, I mean, you, of course, represent attendants, and so this would be a point you'd make, but you're backed up by independent aviation analysts. One, Bob Mann, I'm reading, says, does the nation want an airline industry ready to drive the economy when vaccines have been widely administered? If so, you have to pay now to keep the industry vital until then. Meantime, what are you hearing from some of your members, just briefly?
Well, this is devastating. You know, oftentimes you meet your significant other at work. And so we have flight attendants who are getting laid off, and their partners or their spouse are getting laid off too. And so you have an entire household suddenly without a paycheck and without health care. And the numbers that we saw in the layoffs for today don't tell the full story, because there's also people who have been forced on a no-pay status, but have been able to hang on to their health care for a little while. So this is really devastating, because there's nowhere else for them to go either. After 9/11, when we saw such massive layoffs, we went to other industries. We went to restaurants. We went to retail. We got other degrees and went into other jobs. And now there's no place to go but the unemployment line.
That's Sarah Nelson, International President of the Association of Flight Attendants. Sarah, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.